It's mid-August, and maybe you've already packed your things and taken a summer vacation, or you might plan to still before the kids go back to school. When I was a kid, and it was vacation time, one of the things I looked forward to was that my family purchased a 36-picture roll of film, much larger than the usual 12-picture roll that they would have for holidays or birthdays, etc. That roll of film would be dropped off for processing as soon as we got back, but then another week would pass before we discovered if we'd taken any good pictures. But back to my packing. We could take a couple books from the bookmobile if we promised not to lose them, and maybe one or two games. But the games had to be parent-approved, not one that was still new, not one with too many small pieces that could be lost. You get the idea. That was the extent of our entertainment, and the car had its own packing list. Maps, a flashlight, coins for parking meters and tolls. And then, of course, someone had stopped at the bank before they closed at 2 p.m. to get the cash that we would need on this trip. Today, these are all things that you carry with you every day on your cell phone. Technology continues to evolve and affects most industries. Consider the car you drive, the medical care you receive, the ways we are educated, and even your home and the systems within it. But it's not just our environment that's evolving, so do we. The youngest child might play with a boat and some animals, and later they hear the stories of Noah's Ark, David and Goliath, the Good Samaritan. These stories are understandable and relatable because they involve people and things that children can touch and see. As we heard, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. And no one expects a child to fully understand God. It's just too complex. However, as children grow, they have many opportunities to learn simple stories in greater detail. In addition to parental guidance, we can thank experiences such as Sunday school, Christian summer camps, Vacation Bible School, and Triennium that help children grow into young adults and continuously increase their knowledge and understanding of God, the seen and the unseen. Daniel Gutierrez at the College of William and Mary, an expert in child psychology, religion, and prayer, has published many studies. And in a 2017 article, he wrote, and I quote, "Most likely, your perception of God is different at 16 than it is at 35. And not because your faith wavers, but because you cognitively develop. As you grow older, you grasp more of the great mystery." End of quote. As adults, there are countless opportunities for us to expand our knowledge, and many are available within this building. Men's groups, women's groups, adult Sunday school, and our library. Books, movies, plays, retreats, music, television, and independent study contribute to our learning. Every Sunday we read, or we listen to the liturgists read, two scripture lessons, and I imagine many of you read additional Bible passages throughout the week. I've even heard some of you write in the margins. Have you heard or read a familiar verse, and suddenly those words have new meaning? Or has someone in a group discussion shed new light on a topic you were sure you understood completely. It has been pointed out to me that my experiences and my needs were different at 40 than they are today, and I shouldn't be so surprised when I'm prone to say, I never thought about it that way before. I think it's good to be on a journey with others who are seeking to better understand God and His plan for us. We can benefit from the experiences and knowledge of others. Oscar Wilde is credited with starting a sentence by saying, "With age comes wisdom." So what is the difference between knowledge and wisdom? One basic explanation is that knowledge is understanding something, whereas wisdom is knowing how to appropriately apply that knowledge in a given situation. We gain wisdom through a constant process of growing. First, we must trust and honor God, and then we must realize the Bible reveals God's wisdom to us. People don't develop all aspects of wisdom at once. For example, some people have more insight than discretion, while others have more knowledge than common sense. But we can pray for all aspects of wisdom and take the steps to develop them throughout our lives. Returning to Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, verse 12 says, "For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known." Our understanding of God and ourselves has been evolving since we were born, and even as we increase our experiences, knowledge, and good judgment leading us to be wiser, we still don't know fully. I grew up in Lorain County among the farms and greenhouses, and in high school I played in the marching band. Many years we were invited to march in Cleveland's Christmas parade that was held the Sunday after Thanksgiving. When I was 14, the weather was particularly mild, and I was especially excited that my mother would be picking up my grandmother and bringing her to the parade. I saw the two of them briefly after marching the route, and then I had to board the band bus for the ride home. The rest of the day is a bit foggy. Yes, I remember the chatter, the laughter, and the singing on the ride back to the school. And I live 12 miles from the high school, so somebody's parent must have given me a ride home. Although I was excited to talk to my mother about our performance, she was delayed. And when she finally arrived, I learned that while they attended the parade, my grandfather had died alone at home. I had been attending church and Sunday school faithfully for about 6 years at that point, and I understood he'd gone to heaven and it would be a long time before I would see him again. The part I didn't understand was that the two clocks in the house stopped at 1:14 p.m. Yes, two old-fashioned wind-up clocks had both stopped at exactly the same time. And I wondered, was this God's way of telling us what time my grandfather had died? That was my understanding at 14. Since then, years have passed. I've had thousands of experiences, and my understanding of God has grown. But I still can't fully understand that day. For now, we see in a mirror, dimly. But then we will see face to face. Now I only know in part, and then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. In this verse, Paul offers a glimpse into the future for each of us. hope that one day we will be complete when we see God face to face. This truth can strengthen our faith. We don't have all the answers now, but one day we will. Someday we will see Christ in person, and we will be able to see with God's perspective.